Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 27, and I'll read the Bible verse again. It's from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, and it reads, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. Last night I had the privilege of meeting with my son, one of my sons. I have two sons who live at home and an adult daughter. Most of you know that we have three generations living in our home. And I have my, but even the way our house is, it's easy to not even encounter each other all the time. I see the kids all the time, the grandkids, but not necessarily my son, my adult son who's not married, and my adult daughter who's not married. But every so often the Lord keeps reminding me that it's important for me to talk with them and to pray with them and to find out where they are. And I had been praying for a few days to meet with him and to make sure that I saw him and talked with him. And we sat down like we usually do when I have these times. And just like we do on the Saturday meetings, I give him a little piece of paper, and I take a paper, and I have him write down a few things that he's thankful for and what he needs prayers about. And I do the same thing because I want him to know what's going on in my life, too. And we pray for one another, and then we talk. And this son, this particular son, is 23. I have to think in my mind. Is it 23? He's 22. And he's never, I have four kids, and you know my history. I have some that have really gone the deep in terms of the trouble that they've gotten into. But this particular one has never gotten into any huge trouble, except that he treads water, as I call it. By nature, I think he's shy, and so he's not, I wouldn't call him a very mature Christian. He is a Christian. He knows the Lord, but he's not very mature. And one of the things that I know in this ministry, and what I've said before, is that you want to be in the Word of God. You do. Because we have an adversary. And that adversary, let me tell you, is going to really pull the stops out at some point. And we know that. Those of us who have struggled with overeating, please, we know that. Nobody, I don't have to convince you that if you've been thrown up against the wall with this disease, I don't have to convince you. So as a Christian, we must grow up. We must. And our grow-up tool is the Word of God. It teaches us about God, which means that it's going to teach us about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. It's who we look to, who we exemplify, who we walk behind in order to know God and to be living in His will. And so we read the Bible, study it, and we apply it to know what's in it. And so I was sharing with him again. I even asked him, it's part of my prayer request, is to pray for me to know how to share with him without badgering him, but to share with him so that he would know that I cared for him. I don't want to be one who, like they said, the shoemaker, who's going around putting shoes on other people's feet and their own kids are walking around barefoot. I don't want that for my life. That truly, that my primary ministry is right here under the roof where I live here. And so I must also live it and teach it. I do try to live that every day. I don't teach anything. I pray not to teach things that I'm not living. Even when you hear me talk about read, study, and apply, believe me, I'm reading through the Bible every year. I'm studying the Bible every day. I'm applying the Word by God's grace and His power every day. When you hear me say clear, clean, and committed, even after 25 years, I still write my food down. I call it in. I am, with God's help, abstinent today. And I have all the encouragement that if I stay very close to the Lord, I will be abstinent tomorrow and the day after and the day after. That I am encouraged as I get to know Jesus more and more, that He's big enough. He's big enough to take care of my addictions. And so I stay in His Word. And so I love this passage. It tells me to praise God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. To praise Him. I praise Him because it makes me stronger. In one way, in the best way, one of the better ways, I can't say the best because there's so many wonderful ways to praise the Lord. I could praise Him in song, but I can praise Him with thanksgivings. I can thank Him. When I find that I have a hard time smiling or that I'm having a hard time not being angry or whatever, I have to start thanking the Lord. Thank you, Lord. In fact, I try to make it a daily discipline that when I get on my knees, that I first think of things to thank Him about before I start pouring out my needs for the day. So it says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says that He is a God of compassion and a God of all comfort. I'm called to be a compassionate person. So that means that I'm called to work out of that part that has been redeemed. Because Jesus is my Savior and Lord, I now have two natures. I have that nature that has been pushed aside, which is the flesh, but I have that redeemed nature. That's who I truly am. It says that in 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. But I do know that that flesh tries to convince me that I am still that old person. I'm not. And I let my mouth confess that. No, I am not that. And that's why I live my life abstinently, because I identify with being redeemed. I am a child of God, a true child of God. But as a child of God, I am also one who is compassionate. That means that not only thinking about my own little self and what I want, I have to remember, as it says in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So that means having compassion, being one who comforts those. So that definitely means that I need to know how to comfort. I need to be in the Word to have instructions on how God would have me comfort people. But I also need to be out of the food. Because if I'm in the food, I'm chasing it and it's chasing me, and I have no time for nothing else, okay, except the food. And I can believe that God has empowered me to be out of the flu today, because by my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, it says in His Word, His Spirit lives in me. And I can believe that He has equipped me to stay out of the food today. So when the demon tries to tell lies, I can say, as our shepherd says a lot, "Get behind me, Satan. I'm not that person anymore. I have been redeemed. And I will focus my mind on that redemption. And I will let my mouth and my life live out all that God died to give me."